From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Legaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Near the end of 2022, the National Park Service purchased 105 acres of land neighboring the City of Rocks National Reserve. This area is home to much natural beauty. It includes granite outcrops of Train Rock, portions of Graham Creek, aspen groves, even moose habitat. Joining us today to talk more about this purchase is Acting Superintendent and Park Manager for the National Park Service, Tara McClure Cannon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's start off. Where is the City of Rocks?
So City of Rocks is in the southern edge of Kajah County. We're about 2 hours north of Salt Lake and about 45 minutes south of Burley, in a little town called Elmo.
And why did the Park Service decide to buy this chunk of land?
This is a really unique area. It was a historic ranch since basically the settlement era, and it's basically untouched wilderness and nature. We know that there's wintering moose in the area and just some fabulous rock formations that really kind of fall into the same preservation as the City of Rocks.
Wow. Okay. So what will happen to the Park Service purchase?
The Park Service purchase has already been incorporated into our boundary. So it's just as if we expanded our boundary just 100 acres on the northeast edge. And then there's an access easement that we also bought. That's the 5 acres in there. And we're going to be building a road that will allow visitors to access this new area.
How long will it take to get the road up and running?
We're hoping to have that road in by the summer.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, so for folks who haven't been to the City of Rocks, describe it. You know, what do you see when you walk out into the middle of the City of Rocks?
City of Rocks is an amazing and magical place. If you haven't been, I strongly suggest you come down. We have different types of granite monoliths. Some of them are 2 billion years old. Some of them are 2.5 million years old.
Oh,
and it's just an incredible landscape. And then we're also tied into the significance of the California National Historic Trail. When immigrants were moving west, part of the gold rush, they came right through City of Rocks. And it's quite remarkable to read their journals because they actually talk about how incredible it was when they came into City of Rocks for the first time and they saw this granite that they'd never seen before.
Well, that had to be amazing for the folks, you know, coming across. Yeah, that's just amazing. Okay, we're speaking with Acting Superintendent Tara McClure Cannon about the National Park Service's recent purchase of land near the City of Rocks. And if I understand correctly, the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation is also going to buy 260 acres next to that.
Yes. So there's a 260 acre parcel that's adjacent to the north side of where the NPS just purchased their 100 acre parcel. And Idaho Parks and Recreation, in partnership with the Conservation Fund, have purchased that 260 acres. So the total acreage purchased in this partnership between the National Park Service, Idaho State Parks, and the Conservation Fund is a total of 365 acres.
Wow, that's amazing. That's you got a lot bigger really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we've mentioned a few things. Obviously, there's history there, and it sounds like wildlife with moose habitat. And it's a great day when you can say moose habitat on the radio. What other things can people do in the City of Rocks?
So right now, we do have quite a bit of snow. So we're seeing a lot of snowshoers, cross-country skiers. Starting in February, you know, we're going to start to see our first wildflowers popping up, and I'm excited to get into what we're calling the new area, which is Graham Creek Canyon, excuse me. I'm excited to see what new flowers we get popping up in there in the spring. And then there's rock climbing is one of our most important recreational activities in the reserve, and we'll start seeing rock climbers returning probably when it starts to warm up in May and June. And then just hiking and camping, those are our most popular things to do throughout the summer and fall.
How many people come to the City of Rocks each year?
We're getting about 120,000 people through City of Rocks. Combined with Castle Rocks, we're seeing just over 220,000 visitors between both parks.
Wow, that's great. So are you ready to adjust to this bigger chunk of land. I'm guessing that's going to help maybe get more folks out to see it.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it for sure. We're going to be building a parking lot up in there and likely a restroom facility. We're still trying to figure out the logistics of everything, but as of right now, we're looking at sort of almost a permit system to get up into the new property because the parking lot will likely be fairly small. But that's something that we're working through, and we'll hopefully have all that set by the summer when we're ready to start welcoming all the crowds.
What's it like every day to go out and be able to hang out in such a beautiful area?
I love it. I have the best job in the world. I was driving through the City of Rocks the other day, and it was basically just me out there, and I saw a moose, and I was like, I am so happy to be here.
I love that there are moose out there. Do you have other animals? What else can you see?
We do. We're actually, we're called a biological crossroads. Basically, you've got the basin and range coming up from Nevada, and it meets the Snake River Plain right at City of Rocks. So we're one of the few places where you can find a rattlesnake and a moose in the same habitat. Or, we've got beaver. We've got just a diversity of animals and plants in addition to our unique geology.
Well, it must be great to be able to preserve all of this, not just for the animals, but as you said, for the history and for folks to come in and to play.
Definitely. This new acquisition of 365 acres opens up this new area for all of Idaho's public to just natural resources that they haven't been able to access before this. So it's really exciting to bring this to the people of Idaho.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Where can people find out more about the new purchase, or if they've never been to City Rocks and they just want to find out more?
I would definitely start out with our website. So that's nps.gov/CIRO. A Google search will also get you there. And then we also have Facebook pages for Castle Rocks and City of Rocks. And then there is a website for Castle Rocks through the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation.
That's awesome. And you mentioned camping, and is that something you have to sign up for?
Camping is handled through Reserve America. We're on a 9-month rolling schedule. So we're doing reservations now for starting in April and then 9 months from now.
Gotcha. And get your reservations early, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Especially if you want to come during the summer, we fill up fast.
I bet you do. Oh, this is so much fun. We've been speaking with Acting Superintendent and Park Manager for the National Park Service, Tara McClure-Cannon, about a new recreation area next to the City of Rocks. And thanks so much for telling us about it. And I hope you get a lot more people up there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Agudat. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.